All right. Good morning. Thank you for being here again. Good to be together. I appreciated worship. What an amazing time just to come together before God and just acknowledge that He's awesome. Trust Him in the midst of challenges, in the midst of life. Certainly to have such crazy evil come this close to home, come right here, is kind of shocking. It makes us realize what's at work in this world. And so I think part of that response is fear. And so in that possible response of fear today, I just want to remind us that we can trust in God. We can trust in Him. And so in fear, we do different things. Fight or flight, kind of. I'm a little more of the flight person myself, so I think I tend to run and hide and withdraw. Even when I have conflict with my wife, I'm more the person to go and hide. And really, that's a place to be safe, but it's not a place of trust. At the end of the day, that's a place where I trust in myself. And I have years of trusting in myself, years and years, and probably all of us do. And to actually trust in God has been quite an adventure for me. I feel like this is something God has been teaching me over and over and over again over the course of the last few years. Will I trust Him or will I trust myself? And some of you may be more of the fighters. And that's a place, too, of trusting in ourselves. Either way, fight or flight, I think God calls us out of that rather than trusting ourselves to trust in Him. Do we really trust in Jesus? And so this morning I want to just hopefully bring us into that, bring us into a place. Today's message is not very intellectual. It's more of a, I think it's a little more of a heart message. At the depths of our heart, will we trust God? Will we trust Him through life, through the good times, the challenging times? The book of John talks over and over again about believing in Jesus. And if we believe Him, we become children of God. And when we believe in Him, we receive eternal life. And sometimes I think that idea of believing becomes like, oh, if I have all the right facts. And the book of James writes this letter, and he's really talking about that. These people that say, oh yeah, I believe in Jesus. He's like, your life doesn't show it. So I think trust is a word that describes what it means to believe. Do we really trust? Does the fruit of our life show that we trust in God? Oh, I hope it does. It's a beautiful place to be. It's a beautiful place to walk through trust. James kind of brings it home with the verse. He says, you believe there's only one God? Good. That's great. Even the demons believe that. And they shudder. So it's like, you believe intellectually there's one God? Well, even the demons believe there's one God. They know there's only one God. But they haven't trusted in Him. It's a different thing to put your trust in the living God than just to know that He's there. And so may our hearts trust Him. When I got married, I love that my wife and I, we wrote vows to each other and we read them to each other. It was a really amazing day. We just celebrated 17 years of marriage 2 days ago. So yeah, it was fun. So we got out the wedding album. We were looking at wedding pictures and all these memories. But in my wife's wedding vows to me, she said, I believe in you. And she wasn't saying like, I believe that you exist. Or kind of like, yeah, I believe in climate change. Or I don't believe in climate change. It was like, I believe in you. Like, I trust you. I trust you. And may our hearts trust in Jesus. I don't know how to pass that on, but today I want to just look at that. What does it look like to trust? And at the end of the day, my prayer is that our hearts trust God, that we trust Him more and more. I want my heart to trust Him more and more. Over the years, He just keeps teaching me that. The last few years as a pastor, I feel like God has kind of squeezed me where I can't really trust in myself anymore. I used to trust in myself and it worked out pretty well. But I've come to points where it's like, I have to trust God. And sometimes that's hard. It's just like, stop squeezing me, Lord. Just let me run off and do my own thing and let it be successful. It's like, no, you need me. Trust in me. So I want to start with a question. Actually, why don't we pray first, and then I'm going to throw a question out there. God, thank you for this morning. God, I thank you for being a healer. I thank you for being with us in our challenges and pain. God, I thank you for how you brought our community together. I pray that you would unite our community together, that we would not be divided, but we would be strengthened in you. God, we come to you today to trust in you, to put our eyes on you, for you are God. We love you. Teach us, grow our hearts to trust you when everything in us wants to turn away, because you are awesome. I declare that you're trustworthy. I trust you, Lord. Grow my faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I got two questions I want you to kind of think about for a moment. Number one, how do you know if someone trusts you? And then number two, what are ways that you treat someone that you trust? So that first one, how do you know if someone trusts you? I want you to just kind of ponder that for a moment. How can you tell if someone trusts you? This is one of the advantages of a smaller church. We're going to do some audience participation. So whoever wants to just holler something out, okay, they confide in you. They share their heart with you. Yeah. Even some of those maybe secrets, those places that they wouldn't just tell anybody. If someone really trusts in you, they'll confide in you. Absolutely. I connect with that. Anybody else? How do you know if someone trusts you? They'll criticize you? Okay. Yeah, that's kind of true. Right? If somebody really trusts you, it's like, Marty, I know you can handle this. I trust you. Let me just tell you this flat out truth. If I don't trust somebody, it's like, flatter them. It takes a lot of trust to speak the truth in criticize somebody. Okay? Yeah. Wonderful. They reach out to you for advice or counsel. So if they trust you, when they're going through something hard, like, hey, what do you think? Hey, give me some input. Your words matter to me. I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your opinion. I trust them as much as I trust my own, or at least they have a voice in me. Wonderful. I absolutely agree with that. Anybody else? Yeah. They let you help them, okay? Yeah. So if somebody trusts you, they let you help them rather than be like, nah, I don't need your help. It requires a certain amount of trust to let somebody help you. Yeah. Okay. They have confidence that you'll do what you say. So if they say, hey, will you do this for me? Then they're not going to always be like, hey, checking up and making sure you did it. They trust that you'll actually do it. They have confidence in you. Yeah. They'll always have your back. Absolutely. If you trust someone, you know they got your back. No matter what goes on, no matter what you walk into, they have your back. That's a great feeling and a good place to be. All right, next one. What are ways that you treat someone that you trust? Might be really similar answers. But if you really trust someone, how do you treat them? You respect them, okay? And what does that look like? Any specific? Sure, cool. So you respect them enough to trust their decisions. Like, okay, I don't know why you decided that, but I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to let you go on that path. And I might even go with you. I might ride in the car with you. Okay, I don't know why we're going here, but I trust you enough that we'll go on that path, or I'll let you go on that path. That's really good. Look, you invite them into your world, okay? If you trust somebody, you say, hey, this is my house. Come on in. Check out my house. Or maybe even more, this is my life. This is my thoughts. This is my emotions. Come on in and see that. It takes a lot of trust to let somebody in. Absolutely. Okay? Let's do one more. Yeah. You love them, okay? Any specifics on that? Cool. You love them fully and wholly. What a cool expression of trust. Just like, with all that I have, I just love you. And I might get hurt. Love hurts sometimes. But if you trust somebody, you allow that place of love to happen. Wonderful. All right, you guys knocked it out of the park. Let's go home. Trust God like that. May we trust God like that. Not just like, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure he's there, and yeah, he's like, the intellectual understanding of God is important. I hope I'm not making it sound like that's not important. And certainly, even as youth group goes through kind of evidence for faith, I think an intellectual understanding of God is extremely important. So I'm not trying to like take away from that. But if our connection with God is only intellectual and it's not trust, we're missing something really deep. And so I'm just going to go through a few more, kind of starting here. Matthew 11:25. This is such a beautiful call of Jesus. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do." So starting there, God revealed things to people not because they were so smart or could figure things out, but simply because they were like little children. They just trusted. And that's how little children walk. My kids are so dependent on me. They are at my mercy in a lot of ways. And so God revealed himself not to the intelligent, but to those that would trust him, to those who would receive him like little children. "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." So he says, all things from God the Father have been committed to his Son Jesus. Everything. Jesus received all of the love, all the expression, the delight, the knowledge, the intimacy of God, and then he is allowed to pass that on wherever he wants. So as we come to Jesus, we receive the love from the Father, the love from God. And this is the beautiful call that Jesus gives. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." I don't know if that's anybody here. If there's any parents here who are not weary and burdened, you either know a secret or you're not doing your job. No, I'm just kidding. Those who are weary and burdened, if there's any students here who aren't wearied and burdened, I'd be surprised. If there's anyone who has a job here who's not weary and burdened, if there's anyone who's alive here who's not at some level weary and burdened, I'd be surprised. But he says, "Come to me, anyone who's weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's this place of trust. Come, come. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So Jesus says, come, take my yoke and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So this is a yoke. And so a yoke is used to hold the oxen together so that they could plow a field or pull a cart or whatever. And so it's an interesting expression as Jesus is saying. He's saying, come and take my yoke. Take this burden on your shoulders and you will find rest because my yoke is easy. The burden in our life that Jesus has asked us to carry is really small. The burden that he will carry is really large. Come and take my burden. It's easy. Of course, it's not always easy to trust, but it's, in one sense, it's easy. I give it to him. He carries it. So there's a few cool pictures in a yoke. One is that we trust that he's not going to hook up like a huge, humongous plow to us. Okay, sweet. You're going to do all these things. It's like, okay, I trust. This is going to be easy. The other cool picture in this is we're connected to Jesus. We're not just yoked up and he's like driving us, but we're yoked together with him. Can you imagine how easy it would be to be connected to someone so powerful as Jesus? It's like, what is a piece of cake? Anywhere I go, it's not that big of a deal. When Jesus shares the yoke with me, may we come to him and find rest. When we trust, we listen to his input. We see things how he sees them. This is the picture in my mind of faith in Jesus sometimes. Is there's a window looking out to this world, and this world is full of pain and darkness and broken stuff and fear and all these things from the evil one and distress. And then there's a little peephole, and out of it is this beautiful reality. And we spend all of our time looking out the window like, oh my goodness, I can't believe what's going on. And Jesus is saying, look out here. Okay, yeah, wow, you're right. Things are going to work out. Oh, wow, everything's going to be made right. Oh, wow, there's hope in heaven. But wait a second. Do you see what's happening? And look what's happening with my kids and the world they grow up in. And to me, a place of trust says, okay, I will trust where you say. You say, look here, I will look there. I will listen to your input. I won't just focus on the other things. When we trust, we go where he wants to go. He wants to go this way. We say, I'm in. Let's go. 13 years ago, we felt like God wanted us to leave Colorado and move down to El Paso, Texas. And so, after a lot of deliberation, is this really from God? We packed up everything we had. Two little kids, one on the way, moved to El Paso without a job, without a house. I don't know why my father-in-law was going, are you sure you're doing a smart thing? I understand it more now as my kids get older. And we moved down, and God provided a place to live and a job and all kinds of things, richly blessed us with community. But when we trust someone, we might not always go where we think we're going to go. When we trust, we do what he asks. When we trust someone, we'll do what they ask of us. There's a certain amount of trust that's required to allow a commanding officer to tell you where to go or what to do. When we trust Jesus, we allow him to tell us, hey, this is where I want you to go. This is what I would like you to do. When we trust, we will relax. We will feel confident because with him we're safe. And I think for me this is a good measure. When my life is full of anxiety, it's just a good indicator. I'm not actually trusting right now in this moment. When we truly are trusting, we can relax. The anxiety goes away. Things will work out. We are confident. We feel confident. I don't know if you've ever seen a mother hen with chicks. It was so cool to see. We had some chickens a few years ago. And the mom will like chirp in some way, I don't know. And all of them come running and hide underneath her. And it's like, okay, we are safe. There's a confidence. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. For you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. Amen. God has been. He continues to prove himself faithful over and over and over again. It's kind of like having a bodyguard. I've never had a bodyguard, but I can imagine, like, if you knew that you had, like, a couple bodyguards around, you could just walk around, like, totally confident. One time my brother lived in Omaha, Nebraska, and he was with a friend, and they took some wrong turns. They didn't know where they were. They got lost, and they went into kind of a rough part of town. And they were there. They come driving in my brother's old beat-up car, and a whole bunch of big, tough-looking dudes came out, and they're, like, driving through the street. And my brother said they came and started banging on his car, and they're like, "Hey, little boys, what are you doing here?" And he was like, he was starting to get kind of scared. He didn't know what they were going to do. But the guy with him, Josh, was a linebacker for college football. And so he said, just having him there, and he's like, he's a gentle giant, but he's just like ripped. And he said, just having him there with the window down and his huge muscles sitting on the edge of that car, he was just like, okay, it's going to be all right. But that's the kind of trust. What God is so amazing. We can trust Him. God is strong. He's above all of this. May we relax. Find a confidence in what He's doing. When we trust, we let Him get close to us. Someone was saying that. Absolutely. When we trust someone, we let Him get close to us. That's a hard place, especially if you've been hurt before. You trust someone and then they hurt you. It's easy to just keep people far away. But when we trust, we let them get right next to us. Similarly, when we trust, we open up. We let our guards down. If you think of our life like a castle, we let up the barricade, let down the drawbridge. We say, okay, I trust you. I've been learning more and more to trust God with the things inside of me that sometimes I don't want Him to see. To trust Him to like know some of those ugly parts of me. To trust Him into those places that I kind of pretend, or the places where I have fears or doubts, and to allow Him in. It's kind of like when you trust someone, you let them know your locker combination. If you trust someone, they know where your valuables are. You've shown them to them. You let them see those things. Maybe you let them watch your kids, the things that are really dear to you. And so when we trust God, we let Him in on those secrets of our life. Even some of those places in our past that are dark and broken, we don't hide them, we just bring them to Him. When we trust, we ask for help, and we receive His help. This is a really tough place for me. I hate asking for help. I don't know if anybody likes it, but when we trust someone, when we actually ask for help, and we let them help us, I like what Charles Spurgeon says. Faith is described as receiving Jesus. It is the empty cup placed under the flowing stream, the penniless hand held out for heavenly alms. It's like, even today as we sang, I need you, Jesus. Come to my rescue. It's like, I need you. As much as I want to pretend I don't need God, it's like, I need Him. That's a really trusting place to be. If you imagine somebody needing a ride, that's a really vulnerable, trusting place. I trust you. When we trust, we depend on Him. We are in a position where if He doesn't come through, it's going to hurt a lot. When we trust someone, we depend on them. As Psalm 54:4 says, surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Last week, I actually got to go rock climbing with a guy in our church. I haven't been in a long, long time. And I'm not a super good climber. But we went over to Sneed's Quarry. It's a really interesting experience. I don't know if any of you have been rock climbing, to feel that. It's like, if the rope slipped out of his hand, I could die. It's like, okay, you got me, right? You're holding me? When we trust someone, if they don't come through for us, we're in trouble. Our life is like in their hands. God has us. When we trust, we do our small part, confident that He will do His big part. This is something that God's been teaching me a lot. We do our little part, and He does the big part. I love Proverbs 21:31. I'm reminded of this regularly. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord. We do our little part. What's our little part? Get the horse ready. Put the saddle on. Sharpen the sword. Get everything ready. But does victory belong to us in our hard work? No. And so we do what we need to do, and then we know He's the one that brings victory. The same idea in 1 Corinthians 3:7, he's talking about planting and watering spiritual seeds. So in our lives, as we share God's love with people, as we love on somebody, as we tell them maybe something about Jesus, all we do is plant and water, but we can't make it grow. Only God can make it grow. And sometimes that's hard. I want to make it grow. I want to take credit for it. I want to do something awesome. But we continue to plant and water, and even sometimes we can't water. We're just waiting. Like, send the rain, God. Send the rain. We're at your disposal. When we trust, we let Him change our life. We let Him affect our life. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All right, so again, I want to hopefully connect our hearts to that. So we're going to play a song. And during that time, I'm going to put up those same questions. Will you trust Jesus? And I hope in your heart, in each one of those, you go, yes, 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 I will trust you. Yes, I will trust you. Yes, I will trust you. Nice just to take a moment, and I hope in your heart there was that. Will you trust? Yes. Yes. Or that's hard, but yes. And I was talking to my grandma a month ago. She's 94, and I think she's one of the reasons that I have faith in God today. I think it's because of her prayers and her influence in my life. And we were talking about hearing God. And she was saying one time in her life, she heard an audible voice. She actually heard like a voice that wasn't just inside. And my grandma had 9 kids, and one of them died in early 20s, and then another one died in her 30s. And just a tremendously hard time, and she was really struggling, and she came before God, and she was asking Him, is she with you? Is she saved? Is she gonna go to heaven? Where is she? And she was just really tormented, really just crying out, and she felt like she heard an actual voice say, trust me. And I love that, and I see the fruit of that in my grandma's life. And she's gone through tremendously hard things in her life in 94 years, and some tremendous joys, and to see where it's gone, just trusting God. And so that is my desire. That's kind of my picture. A life of trusting God leads to this beautiful life. Let's pray. We're going to sing one more song, and just may our hearts be turned towards God even in that. God, thank you again for who you are. God, I just declare that you are trustworthy. You are strong. You are for us. I know you make all things work together for good. I know you are powerful. I know that you make things right. God, even in the atrocity that we've seen, I know you make things right. I know you are good. God, I give my heart to you and say, I will trust you. You are trustworthy. I will trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.